Okay, everybody. Shitari Schwartz. Today we're going to begin Bez Hashem a couple of shiurim in Yanei Yontif, Hilchas Yontif, in general, meaning there's halachas of Sukkot, halachas of Rosh Hashanah, etc. But then there's the Suri Yontif, halachas of Yontif in general. Okay, so there's a couple of technical difficulties here. In the middle of this packet, the way it was made here is it goes up to page 26 or something like that, and then we have a pasuk from Parshas Bo. So if you can find that pasuk from Parshas Bo, Tavo Lecha Bracha. So the pasuk in Parshas Bo tells us, "Uviyom Harisha Mikra Kodesh Vim Eshvi Mikra Kodesh Yalachem." So the pasuk in Parshas Bo tells us that there's a heter of ochel nefesh on Yontif. In other words, that you're allowed to cook on Yontif on Shabbos. If you cook, it's an iseskila, right? To cook on Shabbos, to heat up water on Shabbos, etc. And on Yontif, It's mutter. And that's the heter of the Torah of Ochel Nefesh. There is a famous comment in the Yerushalmi that Tosus quotes in Masechta Beitza on Dav Gimel. So if you can find that, that would be also very good. The Gemara says in Masechta Beitza that if you have a fruit that fell off the tree on a Shabbos or a Yontif, so you're not allowed to eat that fruit.
Two pages before the pasuk
is that package. So you're not allowed to eat that fruit. What's wrong with eating the fruit? You didn't pluck it. It fell on its own. So the Gemara in Masechta Beitza says on Gimel Amud Aleph, Gzeira Shema Yala V'Yitlosh, that it's a Gzeira that if you're going to eat the fruit, you're going to have a geshmak of orange, and it's going to be very tasty. You can say, "Oh, I wanted to take another thing off the tree," and that will be an issa, because there you're being tolish mena mechubar, and that would be an issa. So that's the gzeir shema yala v'yitlosh. And the chiddush in the Gemara in Beitza is that Beitza Shanolda, we view that also gzeir shema, but that's okay. So the Tosis has a kasha. Achtema, you see where the arrow is on the left side. Achtema, my shema yala v'yitlosh. I thought there's a din of ochel nefesh. Didn't we get through saying that ochel nefesh is mutter on Yontif? So if ochel nefesh is mutter on Yontif, so then what greater ochel nefesh can you have, like taking an orange off the tree? So if you have your orange in your fridge ready. Okay, you don't have to do blah, but you're walking in your backyard, and you have an orange tree, and you want to eat, and you don't have any in the freezer or fridge or whatever. So why is it, what's the problem that you can't eat the orange that fell down, because you might come to pluck another one? But what's bad about plucking another one? That also should be mutter, because of ochel nefesh. Shem Yalav Yitlosh, I can understand that. On Shabbos, I can understand. That's an Issa Daraisa L'chor on Shabbos. But what about Yontif? Why is it? What's the problem on Yontif? Achteima. So that's Tosis Kasha. So Tosis answers that, quotes the famous Yerushalmi, second wide line, of the very wide lines. Okay, Perish Rabbeinu Nissan al Mikinun, Yerushalmi Yesh Acha Sheyochel Chol Nefesh, the Samach Lei Ushmartem Es Hamatzos. Also, Melochos Shemishimu Ve'elachem Utars, Tainu Milisha Ve'elach, Avashar Melochos Nemikodem Lechem Asurin. So the Yerushalmi has the Yisod. At this pasuk, it's in Parsha's Bo, we just read. And it's in the Parsha of Pesach. And next to it is the pasuk of Ushmartem Etz HaMatzos, the pasuk of Shmur Matzah. Right? Now, Shmur Matzah is a whole big discussion. When we say you have Shmur Matzah, from what point is the Shmura? Right? So, when you get your box of Shatzah Shmur Matzah, so it always says Mishas Ktsira. Right, always says Shas Ksira, but that's one of the opinions. There is an opinion of the Yerushalmi that says that the actual shmira that you do is milisha ve'elach, is from the kneading and onward. So kneading dough means you already have the water and the flour, and now you're kneading it to make it into a dough, milisha ve'elach. So the shmura for matzahs, according to the Yerushalmi, has to be done milisha ve'elach, and therefore, since the pasuk of shmur matzah is written next to the pasuk of what of ochel nefesh, so the Yerushalmi darshins from here that ochel nefesh is only mutter milisha ve'elach. Meaning, say I want to bake bread. I want to wake up yontif morning and bake some bread. So how do you start? So you need a kernel, and then you take the kernel and you beat the kernel and you make flour, and flour you take and put water and you make a dough and you put it in the oven, etc. So the Yerushalmi says, no, you can't do that on Yontif. Anything that's before the Lisha, like the grinding, the tchina, etc., anything that's before the Lisha is prohibited. So to take it from the ground, that's before the lisha, because when you make bread, the first thing is you take the kernel, so you have to detach it from the ground, and then you have to grind it up into flour, and then you have to put water in the flour and make so milisha ve'elach means that no, that just like the shmur matzah, the shmura starts according to this opinion. Not necessarily everyone holds from this opinion, but according to this opinion, from the Lisha Ve'elach, so too the heter of Ochel Nefesh is only Milisha Ve'elach. So therefore, anything before Lisha is prohibited. So therefore, when you pluck an orange, so orange is not, you're not going to do any Lisha on the orange. And any, but the plucking of the orange from the tree is parallel to the detaching of the kernel from the stalk, and hence, in the case of the kernel, the detaching is before Lisha. So we view plucking from the tree as also from before Lisha, and therefore that's Tosus's answer that why the Gemara says that Milisha Ve'elach is why the Gemara was concerned that you're going to pluck another orange that's Ochel, isn't that Ochel Nefesh? The answer is yes, it is Ochel Nefesh, but that Ochel Nefesh is not permitted. Not all Ochel Nefesh is permitted, only from Milisha Ve'elach. So the question is, what's this Yisod? What is the Stama? Gzeiros HaKosov of Lisha Ve'elach, is it, you know, is there any logic, any svara behind this notion? So the Rishonim give various explanations. Just let's see one quick one from the in the in the Ran here. Say, take a look. It says here, page 18. So there might be more than one on page 18, but it says here, page 18. The Mishnah says, Ein Tzadin, the first Mishnah in the third parak of Beitzah, says, Ein Tzadin Dogin Min Habibrim B'yontus. You can't go fishing on Yontus. Lachora, fishing would be a good thing to do on Yontus. Why not? Have a long Yontus afternoon, go fishing. And get some fish. And you'll eat it. That would be great. A great Yontus activity. So the Mishnah says that it's you're not allowed to do that. Ein tzadim dogim min habibrim. You're not allowed to do tzeda on tzeda's dogim on yontif. So the question is, why not? What's wrong? Isn't that another paradigm ochel nefesh? So Tosis discusses. So the last thing that Tosis says. In the taftosis there is mishum the domi l'ktsira, just like we said that ktsira is aser, that's why you can't pluck the orange, and therefore we're afraid that you shouldn't even eat the orange unless you come to pluck it. So the same thing so when you take a fish from the water, so even though it's not the same as plucking from the ground, it's not attached, but it looks like that because the just like the orange, its place is on the tree, so when you're detaching it from the tree, so too when you take the fish from the water, you're like detaching it, so to speak, from its natural place, and it looks like tzira, so therefore they Chazal forbade it. Now the Ran on the next page here says the Yesod about Ochel Nefesh, and then we'll see further, and that is the following. He says that what's the din, why is Tzira a problem, why is Tchina a problem? So he says, you know why? In other words, what it's Tam Gzeiros HaKosov Milisha Ve'elech. The idea is like this, that there's certain melachas that are normally done in bulk. Like usually, when a person goes to and harvests a field, you don't just take one stalk and one kernel. You harvest miles, acres of a whole big amount. It's not like cooking. Cooking, sometimes you cook one piece of chicken, right? But usually, when you do tzira or things that are before lisha, it's usually done in a big quantity. And obviously Chazal did not want, it's a question whether this is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan, Chazal didn't want that people are spending their day in Yontif harvesting their fields. So b'meila, anything that's normally done in mass, even though you're planning only to do one kernel or one orange, but the malacha of ktsira is normally done in such a mass, so therefore that's why Chazal forbade it. In other words, and he's assuming like some others that the din of Lisha Me'elah perhaps is only a din derabanan, and therefore that's the notion. And now part of this discussion that the Rishonim discuss is Ochel Nefesh Mutter for something that you could have done from before Yontif. In other words, say I could have cooked beforehand. Am I a Mechuyev to cook on Erev Yontif for Yontif, or I could even cook on Yontif? So the Shulchan Aruch here says, page 27, says that says kol melacha asur b'shabbos asur b'yontif chutz melachas ochel nefesh. It says ochel nefesh is mutter. And the pashup shot, what he says, is that means that even if you could have done it from beforehand, you're allowed to cook on yontif. The Ramah says a chumra that if you could have done it beforehand, kol she'enu mafik tam klal. In other words, if you could do it beforehand, then it's going to taste just as good. So then you should do it really beforehand. But and if you forgot, then you do it on yontif with a shinui. But we normally assume, as many assume, that most food is not going to necessarily taste as good, and therefore many poskim assume that we could cook on yontif itself. We could cook on yontif itself because the food will taste better, and that's mutter on yontif to cook. Okay. Now that we discussed this, now let's go back to page one. Now it'll be a little easier to follow. Page one, Mamish page one. So you have here a very fascinating Mishnah. The Mishnah is a Machlokes Beishame Beisilo. Beshame omim ein motzim loos hakotnav loos halulav loos hasefer Torah l'rishus harabim ubeisil matirin. So Beshame says that you cannot carry a child, a lulav, a sefer Torah in the rishus harabim on yontif, and Beisil says it's mutter. So what is this machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? So Beis Shammai is very simple to understand. Beis Shammai says the pasuk of Chumash matir ochel nefesh. It didn't matter anything else. So meaning we know Hilchos Shabbos, we lametes melachos. So fine, lametes melachos we know. So comes the Chumash and tells us that in Yontif you don't have lametes melachos, that you have less. Things that are like bishul, afia, all these things are going to be mutter on yontif. Well, on Shabbos would have been, and this is skila, on yontif is mutter legamri. But that's what the Torah says, a pasuk and bow, as we just saw. But to take a lulav out, to take a sefer Torah, that's not ochel nefesh. You don't eat the lulav or the sefer Torah. That's not ochel nefesh. So that's also. That's a pasuk in Chumash. And Beis Hillel, as we all know from our practice in life, that we follow Beis Hillel, even though it's hard to know, with many of you grew up in communities with Erevin, so you never necessarily saw the Yisr HaTzah so much. But even in communities that don't have Erevin, or people don't use the Erev, so people carry their lulav on yontif. They carry their sefer Torah. The sefer Torah we don't see so much, but they take the stroller. They carry the cotton on yontif. So that's the halacha of Beis Hillel. So Beis Shammai will say to Beis Hillel, "What are you talking about? The Torah didn't matter that. The Torah only matters lat ochel nefesh. So what are you talking about?" So, the Gemara says, gives an explanation, but it's always very peculiar that the explanation of the Gemara needs an explanation, and that the Gemara doesn't provide. The Gemara, sometimes you ask a question, a person gives you the answer, and he just rephrased the question in a different way, but you still could question what's the answer, or so meaning what. The Gemara says that Beis Hillel Shita is mitoch shehutra hotzah l'tzorach, hutra nami shelo l'tzorach. That Beis Hillel says that since the Torah matted chotzar. In other words, if you need on Shavuos, you need to bring the cheese blintzes to your neighbor. Everyone's eating by the neighbor on Shavuos. So you need to bring the cheese blintzes to the neighbor so you can carry the cheese blintzes in the street. Rishus HaRabim Doraisa, whatever that is. But you can carry the cheese blintzes. So mitoch that the Torah matted carrying cheese blintzes, you can carry a lulav. That's Beisil Shita. So at first glance, that doesn't answer the question. Beishamai will still say, but Mehechitesi, I'll give you, just to belabor the point and just to push the point to its extreme. Let me ask you a question. I'm going to make a statement that's totally absurd, and then you will have to understand why is this absurd statement that I'm going to make different than what the Gemara is going to say. What do I mean? Is anyone going to say, well, you know, you're allowed to drive a car for pikuach nefesh, so bitoch that it's mutter for to drive a car for pikuach nefesh, so I can drive a car just stop to visit my neighbor. Mitoch? No, of course not. The Torah matted pikuach nefesh. It didn't matter to drive your car to visit your neighbor. So why is that any different than what Basil is saying? Basil is saying, well, the Torah matted ochel nefesh. So we talked about it matted ochel nefesh. It matted other things to carry, other mo. But the Torah didn't matter the other things. That is the question of the century, which to me is a pella that the Gemara never dealt with this question. In other words, this question is dealt in Rishonim and different places, but to me, like the Gemara said, oh, you know, it's Pashut, that's what Beis Hillel is, Beis Shammai doesn't hold. But first, what's Pshat in Mehechi Teisi to say there's a concept of Mitoch? Why in the world should we say a concept of mitoch? That's a good question. So, there's a lot. We can spend a whole year here discussing this, but we're not going to. So let me give you what I consider the basic terrors to this question. And it's quoted on page 7 in the Shita Mikubetzes and Ksubis. On the right side, which says Shita Yeshana. So there are a lot of different Shita. You know what I mean? He says, like, basically, his Yesod is like this. That maybe what it means is like this: you could interpret the Torah in two different ways. You could say that the Torah is mattering ochel nefesh. That's the pashup shot. Or you could say no. You could say it's not the shot that the Torah matters ochel nefesh. What the Torah matters is any malacha that has to do with ochel nefesh, the Torah didn't ask. What do I mean? What I mean is that the Torah wanted people to have ochel nefesh. You know, there's a famous piece in the Meshech Chachma, and the Meshech Chachma says that there's a basic difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos, you're supposed to stay home. Shabbos is like, Salvation would call it like lonely man of faith. You know, it's supposed to be a lonely man of faith, pondering emuna, philosophical amuna things, thinking about God and you can't carry, you can't go out of the tchum. It's an insular day. That's what Shabbos is all about, the Meshech Chachma says. In our generation, it won't work this way. You know, if you try to have Shabbos like this, then no one would be. So we had a sort of change the character of Shabbos to make everyone happy for this generation. And Meshech Chachma says, but Yontif is about everyone coming together. That's why the Torah permitted Ochel Nefesh, and there's Aliyah L'Regel, and Chotzah's, certain Chotzah's Mutter, and all these things, because it's about everyone, you know, coming together. That's what Yom Tov is all about. So the, so one of the things they matted was Ochel Nefesh. But once they matted Ochel Nefesh, they matted Melechus. This, there was any Melacha that has to do with Ochel Nefesh, so the Torah didn't transfer it over from Shabbos to Yom Tov. So that's the Pshat Mitoch. That's the Pshat Mitoch. That something that's mutter for Ochel Nefesh, so that Melacha, so Chotzah is a Melacha that what? That is mutter for what? For Ochel Nefesh. So Memela, since it's mutter for Ochel Nefesh, the Torah didn't aser on Yom Tov. That's how the Shitish. In other words, it's not a Siba, the Ochel Nefesh, it's a Simen. Since this Ochel Nefesh is a Simen that they didn't aser this particular, that this particular Melacha. Or Shechita, you know, they matter Shechita for Ochel Nefesh. So therefore, once they matted it for Ochel Nefesh, they matted it even not Ochel Nefesh, they never answered Shechita. That's the famous the Pesach they say over from it's brought down from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, supposedly, that you could kill a bee on Yom Tov. Right, old Shaila, every sukkah has a bee. It's bees, plural. So they say that he was matter because he says, what's the issue of killing a bee? It could be a natilas neshama, maybe even not, because it's v'loch shen tzrichel gufa. But that, so maybe you should say that we talk that shechita is mutter. So the for ochel nefesh. So therefore, you could kill the bee. That's what supposedly he said. So what's the idea? The idea is that ochel nefesh is not. In other words, the Torah, it was Basil's learning different pshat in the pasuk. In other words, Ochel Nefesh is not the reason what's being asked here, what's being matted. It's Melechus Ochel Nefesh. That Melecha was never transferred over. Now that would be great. I would be willing to go with this pshat and say that this is the answer to the problem of what Beis Hillel is all about. That because Beis Hillel is much more mistaber. If the Torah only matter, like the question I gave you before, what's the difference between saying that that mitoch that this is mutter for ochel nefesh is mutter for non ochel nefesh? I can carry cheese blintzes, so I can carry my lulav. But what is any different from what? From saying I could drive my car to save a life, so I can drive my car to visit my friend? You don't say that. The answer is because by Pikuach Nefesh, the Torah didn't say that Malacha doesn't apply. They said that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha, this Isser, in this particular situation. But if it's not a situation of Pikuach Nefesh, then it's Asser. But Masha Ein Kein by Yom Tov, it could be that this Malacha was never Nesser on Yom Tov, because. And it's mustaber, like someone said once, that the Torah didn't want to confuse people. So once the Torah said that this malach has to do with Ochel Nefesh, they said, erase it from the list on Yom Tov. Take it off from the list on Yom Tov. And that's what the Shita Mikubetz's quotes here from the Shita Yishana. Now this would be very good shot, but I tell you that pashas, we don't pasuk like this shot. As explained in the Sefer Divrei Tzar and Masechta Ksubos. Why? Because we hold that, say carrying for example, so you're allowed to carry the cheese blintzes, so once you can carry the cheese blintzes, you can carry your lulav and the shofar, etc. But we hold lahalacha, it's machlokas Rashi and Tosis in Masechta Debates, so we can see it in a second, that you need tzarach hayom tzas. In other words, you can't just carry anything. You know, Pashup Shat, you know, there's a chiv to check your pockets before. Again, if you live with an Erev and you use an Erev, that, you know, might change everything, but you can't carry Muktzah. But Pashup Shat, you know, I go to my in-laws, the Yontif, so the whole side is the one holdout. doesn't have an Erev at this point. It had an Erev at the turn of the century. Siegel, the Sheps of Rav, put an Erev. But then I was told that they elevated train, they took it down, and then they never put it back up, and the Moshe became the predominant posek, and therefore in his makom, they're not going to make an Erev in the next 100 years or so. So the Mamela also. So the halacha is that if you have something in your pocket that is not Sarach Hayom at all, so Rashi Shita is that would be an Issa Derabbanan, and Tosis holds that's an Issa Deraisa. If you carry that it's not Sarach Hayom Tzas, that's an Issa Deraisa. That's Tosis Shita, that's how the Mogen Avram Paskins, it's an Issa Deraisa to carry. So the Sefer Divrei Sar points out Chora that if we paskin like Tarsus, the way many poskim do, that would undermine this pshat in the Shita Yishonah. Because if the pshat in mitoch means that we say that the malacha was not nesar on yontif, that chotzah is something that has to do with ochel nefesh. So mamela, since it has to do with ochel nefesh, we never transferred that malacha over from Shabbos to Yontif, so then that should be Rashi Shita, that the Isser of the Chiyuv to be Tzarech Hayom Tzas is a Din Derabbanan. But if you hold like Tosis is a Din Deraisa, that won't fit with this Hesner, because once the malacha was not Nesar, so well, how can it be an Isser Deraisa to carry Shalom Tzarech Kla? So by the fact that we assume the halacha that Shalom Tzar Chlal, you can't carry Shalom Tzar Chlal, and the Magen Avraham says it's an Issa Deraisa, so that might behoove us to find another pshat in Mitoch, other than this Shita Yishonah. Just to show you where that machlokus is between Rashi and Tosis, it's on page 1 on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Take a look in Rashi first. Al-Milo Iflig Bavonim Shmamina Dukuli Alma Yeshotzol Yontif, Elishamina Torah, Hutul Tzorch, Vesil Islahu, Kame Hutul Tzorch, Hutul Minatora Lagamre, El Rabbonim Gozer, Bemidid Havi Tircha, Delo Tzorch. Rabbonim Gozer, that if it's a Tircha Shalom Tzorch, then you shouldn't carry. That's Rashi. But if you look in Tosfos, he says not like that. You see where the second arrow and the bottom arrow on the right side, the most bottom arrow on the right side. So go even one line further than that. The line begins Hoel. So that's Tosis Shita. But if you carry Shalolot Tzorch Klal, it's Osim Min HaTorah. So that's why some poskim point out that you have to. Again, if you're being somek on an erev, that's a different thing. If you're in an erev, but if you're not being somek on the erev, then this, so you have to check your pockets, right? There's a din of chayav adam l'mashpesh begodav erev Shabbos im chashecha. So on yontif also, you have to check your pockets before you go out, because you might have some things. I have so many things in my pockets that shalol tzarach klal. So maybe you have to check your pockets to make sure the things that are shalom tzarach klal that you don't carry them. And then it's a derisive. So maybe, as the Sefer Divrei Sar points out, once you say like that, like Tosfos, and that became l'chora the ikur psak in the poskim, is like Tosfos, that it's an issa deraisa. So maybe once it's an issa deraisa, so then, if you want to see in Shulchan Aruch, just for the Okay, take a look on page 18. Page 18. It says in Shulchan Aruch it has to be cotton, lulav, sefer Torah. Aval avanim kayotzim also. Look at the Magen Avraham. Sif cotton gimel kayotzim them also. Veloke aleihem, says the Magen Avraham. So that's Tosis. So the Magen Avraham paskins like Magen Avraham paskins like Tosis. So okay. So we just have to find something else, another source. So let's look back in the Shita Mekubetzis. Everything is in the Shita Mekubetzis and Ksubis, page 7. So the Shita Mekubetzis quotes a Ravid, and perhaps, as some say, the Ravid says a big Chiddush, but maybe we could modify the Ravid a little bit, and then perhaps that'll make everything good. So the Ravid says like this. No, there is a discussion in the Gemara about machshirei ochel nefesh. Let me just clarify one thing so it'll be clear. When we say ochel nefesh is mutter, so it has to be something that's very direct with the ochel nefesh. For example, carrying. You carry the food. So it's directly involved with the food. You shech the animal. You take the knife, you're shechting the animal. But say, you want to remember what you want to serve for the meal, so you write up a menu or something like that. So that, as Rav Abadi pointed out, might be another problem of reading Shtari Hadyotos on Yontif. But besides that, the writing aspect. So it's like, I should be able to write on Yontif because I want to remember what to serve. Ochel nefesh, right? So that. That's not true. That's not called ochel nefesh, because that's too remote from the ochel nefesh. So you don't call that ochel nefesh. So no one's going to say mitoch that you could write for ochel nefesh. You could write for something else, because you can't write for ochel nefesh. I'm writing for ochel nefesh. That's not called ochel nefesh. Ochel nefesh haste when it's directly related to the food, not remotely related to the food. Oh, so there's a discussion in the Gemara, what about machshirei ochel nefesh? So machshirei ochel nefesh means to shecht on yontif, that's ochel nefesh. But say my knife became dull and it needs to be sharpened or something like that, so that's not with the ochel nefesh gufa, but it's a step removed, so that's called machshirei ochel nefesh. So machshirei ochel nefesh is a machlokas, and one opinion in the Gemara says that it's mutter if you couldn't have done it from before. In other words, if your knife is already dull from Erev Yontif, and you were just you didn't get a chance to do it, now you want to do it Yontif, no good. But if it became dull on Yontif itself and you couldn't have done it, so then that's permissible. So that's called machshirei ochel nefesh. So what's the heter? According to the opinion that machshirei ochel nefesh is mutter, so the Gemara says it's from the pasuk, "Achashayachol chol nefhu levado yesei lachem, lachem lechol tzorkechem." We dash lachem lechol tzorkechem. That's a drush in the Gemara, lachem lechol tzorkechem. So the Ravid has a chiddush in the Shita Mekubetzis on page 7, which we'll see in a second. That maybe that same drusha that the Gemara used, lachem lechol tzorkechem, could be the source of mitoch. But lachem chol tzorcheichem means it's a tzorach for me to have ochel nefesh, but it's also a tzorach to have my lulav and to have my shofar and to have my kid on the walk, to take the walk. Lachem chol tzorcheichem. So memela. So that's what the Ravid says is the source. That's what the Ravid says is the source. But then he says, based on this, that it'll come out that anything that you could have done, say you could have carried something to shul before, or the day before, and you didn't. So then maybe there'll be an issa d'oraisa, because just like if you're saying from the pasuk machshirin that if it could have been before, then you can't do it. And so then mitoch also should have that same limitation. So that's the chiddush of the rabbi. Let's take a look inside on page 7. Miu hay kushim mitoch menolon minayin lodo lahatir al mashehiti akosuf kol sheish motzor hachila mamish v'nirer migdiksiv lachem u'mashpul lachol tzarchechem. And then at the end he says aval hechad have efshalei meikara lo. No, the law of Machshiri Ochel Nefesh, Matino, perhaps shall also the mayor of Yonta, to receive Hulavado, and come Losh and arrive. So many poskim say not that way. That the Rambam others, that you can carry, even if you could have carried before, you could still carry on Yonta. In other words, you're not mechuyev to carry. In other words, theoretically, you could have brought your lulav to shul before Yontif. But poskim hold that you're not mechuyev to carry it back, to carry it before Yontif and leave it in shul. So I thought perhaps, and maybe it could be, I saw this someplace, but maybe we could use the Ravid without his extension. Because the Ravid fits in good, why it has to be Tzorach Hayom, like Toysis, the way we pass it. It has to be Tzorach Hayom, because you learned it out from Lachem L'chol Tzorchechem, so it has to be Tzorchechem. But that happens to be the Gemara's drasha over there also, but that doesn't mean that we have to take the whole thing and say that just like by Makshirin, if it's Efshal HaSoso, it's not, that it's also, we could say that it's Chol Tzorchechem, and even if it was Efshal HaSoso, it's still Mutter. And perhaps that would be a possibility of explaining Aliba de Hilchasa how we paskin, and that's how we paskin. We paskin that, like the Magen Avraham said, that it's an iser deraisa. There is another discussion that the Gemara has in Masechta Beitza about hitiru sofa mishum tchilosan. In other words, there is a din that sometimes we permit something that really shouldn't be permitted, but we permit it because we're afraid that if we won't permit it, then people won't do something that we want them to do. Let me give you an example. There's a concept of the Gemara. You look, it's not in this Daf Yud Aleph and Beitza. You look it up. Or lifnei hadorsan. Say for example like this. A person's going to shecht on Yontif. Right? So we want to encourage people to shecht on Yontif, because we want to encourage people to eat on Yontif and happy and simchas Yontif and everything. So we're very encouraging on Yontif. But a person has a big behemoth, and what's going to happen? So the behemoth has the meat. So the meat, you'll invite a lot of guests and you'll serve the meat. And you'll have 100 people at your table and you'll eat the meat. But the skin of the behemoth is also worth a lot. And Bizman Chazal, they didn't have the refrigeration that we have today and all these things. So a person would be very hesitant to shecht. Why? He'd be very hesitant to shecht because he's going to lose out on the $1,000 of the skins. Because if you shech, so what is he going to do? Then he'll eat the meat, but the skin, the ore, will go to pot. So he's going to say, you know, I don't need to shech. I'll be skimpy on my yontif meal, and this way I don't lose out on the $1,000 of having good ore. So Chazal were wary of these type of people. So they said, you know what you could do? After you finish shechting, take the skin, put it out in a public area, and the people are going to walk by, they'll invariably walk on the skin, and that'll keep it going, so it won't get it won't disintegrate, and that'll make it that it won't be a problem. Now, doing it this way, it's not being ma'abed, it's not a nisa d'oraisa to put it out where people are going to walk, it's a nisa d'rabbanan. So we said that hitir sofam shum tchilasa means we matted a nisa d'rabbanan of what? Of putting out the ore so people could trample on it, because we want people to shecht. So that's the concept called hitir sofam mishum tchilasa. So the discussion that the poskim have is, some Rishonim say the big question of carrying on Yontif is, could you carry, people carry their lulav and their talis and this, are you allowed to carry it home? Are you allowed to carry it home? So that's the big discussion. Are you allowed to carry it home or not? Because if you're in an area that's Rishus HaRabim D'oraisa, so the Pashup Shad is that Yitir Sofa Mishum Tchilosan only matters in Nisad Rabbanim. Not going to matter in Nisad D'oraisa. Yitir Sofa, we want people to shecht, and we know people don't want to shecht, so we're going to be matter to do a Darabonon by having people trample on it, because to get our goal accomplished so people could check. But so the question is like this, are we allowed to carry, tell people, well, you can carry your lulav home, because we know that if we don't let you carry it home, you might not bring it to shul in the first place, because so Mamela, that's why we'll let you carry it home. So the question is, that lachora only works if you're in a karmelis, right? If you're in a karmelis, where the whole issue of carrying is only drabon. But if you're in a rishus rabim daraisa, the carrying is a daraisa, then that should be a big problem. How we to carry it back home? So Rabbi Willig, many years ago, he made a comment. Many years ago, he made the following comment. He says he doesn't understand people who carry, they don't use an Erev in a certain community, because they choshish that it's a Rishus HaRabim D'oraisa. Of course, it's a Rishus HaRabim D'oraisa, you can't have an Erev. So the only time you can have an Erev is you have to assume that the area is a Rishus HaRabim, only midrabbanan, karmelis, and then you can put up your tzuras ha-pesach. So shus rabim d'oraisa, then you can't. So his taina was, so the people are not carrying in this community, that community, they don't want to put in their mishtechosh shus rabim d'oraisa, but those same people are carrying their lulav and their talis back home on yontif. They'll say tir sofa mishum tchilasan, which most probably implies that it's an iser drabbanon here, and therefore it's only a karmelis. So that's a contradiction. So there are a couple of ways out of. So maybe in a hanami, maybe he's right. Maybe it's a contradiction. So there are several ways out of what Rabbi Willig's taina. So one way, as we pointed out last year, one way Rabbi Tucker was pointing out, that somebody showed him say that the reason why you can carry is not hitir sofam mishum tchilasam, but that there's a tzorach now, that since you're going to be afraid that it's going to get stolen, so that's considered a tzorach of now. It's not considered that, you see over there, in the case of hitir sofam mishum tchilasam, there's no tzorach now. The tzorach is later, you want you to spend money on the thing. But in the case of carrying it back, could be that you don't feel comfortable. You don't have a proper yishuv hadas of simchas yontif, that you know that your belongings are still in shul, and they may back, you know, whenever it's in shul, you never know what could happen when it's in your own. So some rishonim say that that's the heter of carrying it back. It's not it could get stolen, and your present simchas yontif, which is not nothing to do with hitiras sof mishum tchilasim. That's the tzorach of now. Not hitiras sof mishum tchilasim means that there's no tzorach now, and we're still permitting you because we know that if we don't permit you, you won't do it in the first case. But here, there's a tzorach now. Right now, you're feeling not at ease because you have to leave it there. So if that be the case, if you assume like that, then it wouldn't necessarily be a contradiction to assume that that the Arium could be Rishus Ram Daraisa, and you wouldn't want to use the Arium, but still you could perhaps carry it back. That's one point. And then there's another Nakuda, and that is, as pointed out, and that is Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva, where he permitted Hatzalah to drive home on Shabbos. Right, that's one of his famous tshuvas. He permits Hatzalah. In other words, you have a Jew who did a Hatzalah call, so he permits the Jew to drive home on Shabbos. So this is a big question. And the reason he permits it is because he's afraid that if you don't permit the people to go back, in other words, he's not saying he permitted because they need to get another call now. The other calls other people could take. Or he has his walkie-talkie, he has his thing. He'll be able to get him. No, Hitir Sofer Mishin Klosel means like this. If we don't let the guy go home after the Hatzalah call, so then he won't want to be a Hatzalah member, because he won't want to do it again. Because he'll say, he doesn't mind making a Hatzalah call, but then he wants to spend the rest of the Shabbos with his family. So if we don't let him go home, if you don't let him go home, he'll never want to do it. And we want people to be Hatzalah members because we need it. So therefore, he says, Yitiru Shofam B'Shum Tchilosam, to allow the Hatzalah members to drive home on Shabbos. Now, driving home, that's a very severe thing. That's an Issa Deraisa. When you drive a car, you can't imagine how many Deraisas you're doing. When you drive a car, you put, every time you put the foot on the pedal, and you're putting gas into the source of fire, so that you're doing another malacha and another malacha and another, a lot of malachas are being done when you drive a car on Shabbos. That's not good to drive a car on Shabbos. No, it's not funny. A lot of people are not so. You know, especially if you're in the medical profession, you have to have guidance of when you're allowed to drive. A lot of people have rotations, and it's not so simple, and they drive a lot of Shabbos. So a person has to have a guidance of what is permissible, what is not permissible, etc. But so this is Ramosha's. Ramosha basically applied the Tirus Sofam Shum Tchilasan even to a Daraisa. Now, the Pashup Shad in Rav Moshe, and others say like this, that Rav Moshe perhaps only said it Lagabi Pikuach Nefesh. Now, the other Hitir Sof from Mishim Tchilasan, Mistam and Rav Moshe would agree that it's only by the Rabbanis. But for Pikuach Nefesh, he matter Daraisa as Mishim Hitir Sof from Mishim Tchilasan. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach wrote a counter tshuva. And he writes in the Sefer that he has permission from Rav Moshe to write the tshuva, to publish the tshuva against him, which he gave him. And basically he disagrees with Rav Moshe, and he says it's not true that the regular din of Hitir Sofa Mishim Tchilasan is only by the Rabbanans. And even by Pikuach Nefesh, it's only by the Rabbanans. You see, the whole discussion is the Gemara in Eirvin, where they talk about bringing back the ammunition, so there's you're carrying, so that was but there it's not so posh that that's that could be bringing back the ammunition as part of the, it's the part of the pikuach nefesh. You can't leave ammunition. They'll go. Goyim will just take the ammunition. They'll go and chas v'sholom kill you chas v'sholom if you just leave the ammunition. It's not the same as the car case. And over there, the chiddush is you can even go out chutz l'tchum, which is only the rabbanon anyway. So it's not so pashut that the gemara said what Rav Moshe wants to claim it said. But the ma'isa, that's Rav Moshe's psak, and you have different hatzolas in the area who follow different psakim. In other words, some hatzolas will follow Rav Moshe's psak and some will not and say you need a goy to drive you back. You can't just get a heavy Jew drive back on Shabbos. It's a big chiddush. So we're getting back to Rabbi Willick's point that he was saying that Titir Sofa Mishim Kolosim is only by the Rabbanans, so Chora could be, so it could be, again, could be, you could say, they, like someone say that the other, like Rabbi Tuchman was saying, like the other Rishonim, that the reason why you can carry it is not Al Titir Sofa Mishim Kolosim, but it's that you don't have Simchas Yontif by worrying about it, and that's a tzorach now, so that's nothing to do with Hitir Sofam Mishum Trilosim. Rav Moshe Mat is even the Raisa. It could be Rav Moshe's the Raisa again, perhaps it was only by Pikuach Nefesh. And if it's not Pikuach Nefesh, then Rav Moshe would not have permitted the Raisa by Hitir Sofam Mishum Trilosim. Oh. There is another halacha on Yontif of Havara. So we know that the Torah says by Shabbos, Lo Savaru Eish B'chol Mosh Hoseichem B'yom HaShabbos, that you're not allowed to strike a match on Shabbos, or even the pre-existing from one candle to the other candle. That's Havara, that's an Issa D'Raisa on Shabbos. And on Yontif Havara is Mutter, so Mutter for Ochel Nefesh if you need to make a fire for Ochel Nefesh. And once it's mutter for Ochel Nefesh, it's also mutter for non-Ochel Nefesh. So, however, there is a din, a Mishnah in Beitza, should be in this packet someplace, on Daf Lamed Gimel. Okay. It's on Lamed Gimel. Whether it's here or not, it's on Lamed Gimel. So Mishnah Lamed Gimel says that you can't make a new fire on Yontif. Is it issa to be motzi or eish mechadash on Yontif? So you can't make a new fire on Yontif. So you can't strike a match on Yontif. So it's even the Havara's mutter. So normally Havara is what is mutter on Yontif. However, to be motzi eish mechadash, that is aser. To be motzi eish mechadash, that is aser. So there's a machlokis whether that's an issa d'raisa, an issa d'rabbanon. Some say that it's only an issa d'rabbanon. The Bar Tanura says it's like compares it like the Shechter likes to compare it to making a new form. Like there's a din in the Gemara in Shabbos that you can't take snow on Shabbos and crush it. So why can't you? Because you're making a new form. So whenever you make a new form, it looks like a malacha, even though it's not a malacha. So too, when you're making a new fire, so it looks like a malacha, even though it's not, because havar is mutter on yontif. But to make a new fire is asa. To make a new fire is asa. But if it's not a new fire, then it's mutter. Then it's mutter. But again, we paskin a lot. It's only what? Tzorach hayom. It has to be a tzorach. So there's a discussion here on page 19. Page 19. Hilchas Yontif. Tov kuv yudalad sif hey. Ne'er shel batola. Tehainu she'en tzorach lo osu ladiko. So if you would light a fire on Yontif, even from a pre-existing, that you're not going to use, so that's aser. So the post said, why in the world would somebody ever do such a thing? Just light a fire just for kicks? So the big discussion that the postkim have is yahrzeit candles. That's the big discussion. Can you light a yahrzeit? Whenever they say yisker, so that's when, besides yahrzeit, people have a minhag to light the yahrzeit candles. And the yahrzeit candles is just, it's not something that you're going to be using the flame, it's just a zecher, So there's a big discussion in the poskim whether. Whether that's considered a ner shel batola being vasur, do we say, well, it's a tzorach, it's a zecher, it's a something what you actually need to use? In other words, a fire that you're going to use, like when you're cooking, you're going to use the fire. Here, it's like a symbolic fire. So some poskim think that's so far as a discussion that that's still okay, and others say no, you shouldn't. Do that. It's something that if somebody is doing it, it's not something that I would recommend trying to get somebody who is used to doing it and tell them not to. It's especially if they're from a previous generation. It's not something that I wouldn't go that route. Somebody who's not, has a different outlook, perhaps, would maybe want to do it on Erev Yontif, in other words, because the Yiskas are always on Yontif Sheni. So therefore, the people are always lighting it, it's always going to be Yontif, that they like the Yontif Sheni, but still Yontif, that they light the candles. So there are opinions that, a makel, but to say that there's also a tzad not to do it and to do it me'er yontif, in other words, you have to get a bigger candle. And some say, not just a 24-hour candle, but a larger candle. And then those that are machmir for that, who want to treat the yahrzeit candles as a ner shel batolim. But except so far, I believe, is the one who has the tshuva or the kula on this matter. Did somebody have the hand up in the back? No, I didn't ask what the time is. Okay, 12 has 2. Okay. Yes. Yeah, it's okay. You should know that the part of this discussion, it should be in this packet somewhere. But which packets? Maybe in another packet. If you want to see it, let me show it to you. But this was a big question about turning on lights on Yontif. So I don't know, most of us don't turn on lights on Yontif. We don't turn on Shabbos, we don't turn on Yontif. But it was a very, in a certain generation, in the 50s, 60s, in those years, where, and before that, where people I'm talking about Shomer Torah Mitzvahs people, turned on lights on Yontif. It turns on lights on Yontif. And there's a tshuva from the Aruch HaShulchan, which is in one of these pages. I don't know if it's in, maybe it's another packet. Rabbi Schwartz will have to tell you which packets these are things are in. But he, you know, the Aruch HaShulchan, you know, wrote the Aruch HaShulchan. And then recently they published the letters of the Aruch HaShulchan. I remember 12 years ago, Yeshiva was learning, whatever, 15 years ago, whatever, we were learning Shavuos that year. And right around then, you know, there's a whole chunk in Yerideya that's missing from the Aruch HaShulchan. So somebody found the Nedarim and Shavuos around that time, and they came out with a missing volume of the Aruch HaShulchan. And they also put in the Drushas in the back in that volume. We still don't have everything. We're still awaiting the other, you know, things that there are, you know, from those sections of Yerideya that are missing. But here in that tshuva he writes, well, he writes that, you know, he doesn't know everything about electricity, but he writes that that it's mutter to turn on lights on Yontif, because the question is, how do you view turning on a light? Is that considered like a new fire, or is that considered just mamshich from a pre-existing? As whatever electrical generation is coming, you permit. So you're just bringing it in from a pre-existing source of energy, and therefore that's not considered Eish Mechadesh. And whatever, there were several rabbanim who subscribed. Many families did this. Now, Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva in the Biomer, why he says that we should not follow this. And the minhag in our day and age today is that we don't turn on lights on Yontif. Shabbos for sure does, and even Yontif we don't. Most of you were born too late to even have, yeah. Okay, maybe he writes that. Yeah, but Lamaisa, we don't. I don't know whether you should be mocha, you know, but we have to leave it to the people who are mocha to see whether it should be. Mocha. Yeah. Yeah, if it's it would be Havara has to be the Tzorach, yeah. Well, most probably you're gonna turn the lights for a Tzorach, I assume.
But like, so then if there was a way nowadays anyway of like having like a timer or something like that where you could have done it beforehand, so
again, that's not so simple that that we have to, that's, you know, things that you could have done Mivod Yom, certain things are permissible, certain things maybe not, but yeah. Oh. Talking about lighting fires, and this is another psak from Rav Moshe, the unpublished psak of Rav Moshe. Unpublished psak of Rav Moshe. And everyone, so if you live in the Lower East Side, you know this psak. And he hints to it in one place. He never write certain things Rav Moshe didn't write. He didn't want everything to be written down. I think certain tshuvas, not everything should be repeated, not everything should be written down. You know, it's so one of the things he didn't write down, but I have Adis, one of a friend of mine who discussed with Rav Moshe, and that is about using a gas stove on Yontif with a pilot light. So you have a pilot light, so it means there's a pre-existing light. So you turn it on, you're just feeding gas into the pilot light, and then your stove you get fire because you're just making that fire bigger from the pre-existing. So that's not the Chiddush of Rav Moshe. That is Pashut. That's Havara. Havara is mutter for Ochel Nefesh. The Chiddush of Rav Moshe suppose you can even turn it off. I mean, we'll have another pack. You can even turn it off. Meaning, well, I'm sure turning it off is not Lotzorach Hochalefesh. Because why do you have to turn it off? You can just lower it. So Rav Moshe held that turning down a stove is not called kibui. Because Rav Moshe's shita was that this is the mashal that Rav Moshe gave to a friend of mine was sitting, I think, in Yeshiva Staten Island with MTJ, one of the places. They were eating breakfast together. Rav Moshe had a cup of coffee in his hand, and then he had the milk in his other hand. And he was pouring the milk into the coffee, and then he flinched his wrist and he stopped pouring. So he says, that's exactly what's going on when you turn off the gas stove. In other words, you have an influx of milk or oil going in, and you're just stopping the influx from going in. So you're not being mechabe. Whereas the halacha is, if you have a receptacle of oil and you take some oil out, so that's kibui, because that's in the receptacle. But if you're stopping something from going in, that's not necessarily miyuchad, so that's Rav Moshe Paskin's mutter.
That'd be the same of covering a candle, just stopping oxygen.
Yes. Yeah, so if you cover the candle, but that's direct kibui. If you cover the candle, in other words, here you're keeping it. In other words, there's certain things that are having the fire in existence, and now you're just. So now you did something to stop the fire from, but here you're just stopping the supply for the future.
There's still oxygen in the area that you're covering.
Yeah, but it needs a certain amount of oxygen, or else it's not gonna. So if you covered it and you took away the amount of oxygen that it needs for its present fire, so you mechaber that present fire. But say you do something to stop the future supply.
Like cutting the bottom of the candle off so that the candle is shorter.
Let's say you put a big tub over it, so you've just limited the supply. Same thing as cutting off.
Then maybe that could be grumma, then maybe that could be different. In other words, there it's not going to go out right away. If you're doing it through grumma, it's only going to go out.
It's a millisecond versus
right, so,
a minute.
So could be, right, so it could be, when it's a grumma situation, that could be there's a heter of grumma that's not going out right away. But if your mom is doing it, covering it, it's going out right away, so that could be different. Okay, so this tshuva by Rav Moshe, not everyone accepts. Rav Avad Yosef has a tshuva, Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva. In fact, when Rav Avad Yosef was here in the yeshiva, he was here several times. He used to come on a regular basis to the yeshiva. But one time, he came for an extended stay. He was here for a week. I believe in 91. In 91, he was here for a week. He davened every morning in the morgue, Sephardic shul. He was put up in a hotel. He didn't stay here. He was put in some hotel in Manhattan here. And then he would come in the morning to daven, he would give a shiur, then he'd go back, and then he'd come later at night, and he would. So it was one Friday, I was eating in the what's now called Lake Como Pizza. So Rabbi Harari said to me, "Rabbi Vlad Yosef's here on the library, the fourth floor. Let's go speak to him." And I was a little shy, whatever, but then he convinced me, and then we went. And we talked to him and learning for like an hour. And we had him to ourselves. It was just Rabbi Harari, myself, Rabbi Chalap, and Rabbi Avadia, and his son, and some other guy. And so one of the things we talked about was this psak. So we talked about the Netzer Matoy of Nosson Friedman, not the same Rav Nosson Friedman from Washington Heights, but Fashikun Hay Bnei Brak. So he already had this tshuva. Rabbi Tendler in the Beis Yitzchak. He said this word, Rabbi Tendler, the Beis Yitzchak, many, many years ago. I have it, maybe the next packet, Rabbi Schwartz will have. I Xerox that he wrote this, and then and the Rav Moshe went along with it. This psak. So I tell people they can rely. In other words, he wasn't talking about electric. You know, now that was not the discussion. It was as people pointed out, it was the old. Some people have, you know, the old, you know, pilot light with the gas, you know, and so Rav Yosef was saying what they did to the guy, this other rabbi in Bnei Brak who was Mako. He said
the turning off electric should be the same sort of also. You're just preventing the electrons.
But that much he didn't necessarily say. Then he told us, Rabbi Vadio said that even though he wrote a tshuva, that matzah for Sfardim is mazonos the whole year round, that's just on Pesach, it's hamotzi. He told me that he only wrote that to Miyashev and Minig Olam, but he himself makes hamotzi on matzah the whole year round. That was one of the. One of the things that was mentioned. There's a Zohar. Let's end with some Kabbalistic thought. There's a Zohar. Let's see if we can find it. The Zohar says, in the first part, see Malachi, Pasuk in Malachi. It says, "Hini goer lachem azazer v'zereishi perish al panechem perish chageichem." Perish chageichem, 33, now page 34 is the Zohar. Perish chageichem means that your perish is dung. If your holiday is like perish, that's not a good thing. So the Zohar says on page 34, perish chageichem v'lo perish shabbatchem. So he says, start from the beginning. V'kulu shar zimni v'chagim boi barnash l'chadei l'michtei l'miskini. Now he has the Hebrew translation. V'chol shar modim chagim tzorich adam l'smach l'sameach ani. V'hu chadi b'l'choy v'lo yoyv l'miskini. If a person celebrates the holiday alone, and he doesn't give to the aniyim, he doesn't have guests, on shei sagi, v'l'choy chadi v'lo yoyv chadu l'acha. Because he's b'masameach by himself. And he says, and that's pshad, z'reisi perish al p'nechem perish chagechem. See, Shabbos you can be alone. That fits in with the Meshach Chochma. On Yontif you're supposed to have guests. You're supposed to make sure your people are at your table on Yontif. And Shabbos you could be. And Shabbos you can be alone. That's why it says the person who celebrates Yontif alone, it's Perish Chagechem. That his Chag is like Perish. It's like dung. But it says Perish Chagechem, the low Perish Shabbatchem. So that's always, I always tell people, the first thing they should do for Yontif is make sure they invite guests, especially people who don't have, you know, good to have guests, you know, the different families get together. But there are people out there who are lonely, who need, you know, you should always make sure to. So there's a famous comment in the Sefer Noah Megodim. That's one of the classic Hasidic Svarim. He says the pshat, new pshat. I mean, it's not the pasha pshat, but based on the Zohar, ein bein Shabbos liyontif ochel lefesh levad bilvad. So he says, so pasha pshat means that on yontif you can cook and Shabbos you can't. So he says, based on the Zohar, he wants to say an added interpretation: ein bein yontif l'Shabbos ochel lefesh levad. That on Shabbos you can have your ochel lefesh levad. You can eat alone. But on Yantif, you can't be Ochel Nefesh Bilvad. On Yantif, you have to make sure to invite people and make sure other people are joining in into your festivities. So that's and that's what we said. The Meshech Chachma says that Shabbos is the lonely man of faith, is alone pondering. Again, in our generation, as we said, that Shabbos had to take on another character to it, because or else it wouldn't work for the. Well, that's what Rabbi Moshe Feinstein said, that in our generation, the previous generation of the immigrants, so a lot of people left, a lot of from families, the kids left the derech, because the attitude was schwer zu sein yid. That's the famous Yiddish phrase, schwer zu sein yid. It's difficult to be a Jew. So that was the attitude. There was no simcha in it. It was just a hard thing. Everything was just dinim and obligations. Schwer zu sein yid. When I was in college here, I took 2 years of Yiddish with Professor Hoffman, the Halakha Professor Hoffman from the Heights. So I remember he took us on a class trip once to the Yiddish theater, and we saw the play Schwer zu sein yid. That was the play. And of course, who went to the Yiddish theater with the Yiddishists were not from people. You know, there's a whole concept of Yiddish. You know Yiddish. Hasidim speak Yiddish, but there's a whole Yiddish culture. Now it's dying down because people who know Yiddish, who liked Yiddish theater, who weren't from it all and had no shaychus to anything, but they were Yiddishists. So those are the people who used to go to these. The Hasidim were not at these plays. It was the Yiddishists that were at these plays. And then afterwards we met with the actors and the professor, Dr. Hoffman. He knew it better than the actor. He asked him, "I noticed in this place you said it over differently than it's in the script." And he was mamish holding. And so he taught Yiddish here for many years. Not anymore, unfortunately. I'm sure there's a good Yiddish teachers now, but we had the Yiddish for many years with Professor Professor Hoffman. So Rav Moshe said that notion of Shver Tzayin Yid is what brought people away from Yiddishkeit. And he says, as Rav David Feinstein said, at the Shloshim, you have to say Gring Tzayin Yid. Gring means it's easy to be a Jew. Meaning you have to, this generation needs to infuse with more Labordikeit and Simchakeit, and that's what people need. So therefore, even though Shabbos really is supposed to be a lonely man of faith, it became a time where we invite guests, and we have this, so it's a Tzorach HaShoah, I guess, that we give Shabbos the Yontif character to it. But in theory, that's the Metzius of this generation. Okay, Ez Hashem, we'll continue next week.
Put these things up.